State regulators last month approved a new 12-bed adolescent psychiatric unit at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center in Bennington. The vote from the Green Mountain Care Board came after the nearby Brattleboro Retreat, which operates the only other adolescent psychiatric facility in the state, strongly opposed the new project. And to bring us up to speed on all of this and explain what the Bennington Project means for adolescent psychiatric care across the state, we're speaking with Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Mitch.
So to start off, can you share with us a few more details about what's being planned in Bennington?
Yeah, sure. So before I do that, we'll just step back a little bit. You know, big hospital projects in Vermont have to get something that's known as a certificate of need. Basically, that's approval from the Green Mountain Care Board. We've been hearing a lot about the Green Mountain Care Board overseeing hospital budgets. They also approve big projects. And over the past year or so, this project has been before the board. They approved it last month. And so what Bennington wants to do is build a 12-unit inpatient psychiatric care facility for kids aged 12 to 17. So this project has received a lot of support from the Scott administration back in 2021. Coming out of the pandemic, we were hearing a lot about how teenagers were doing. There was a desire to increase the number of beds that are available to provide psychiatric care. And so the Scott administration put out a call across the state. They put $10.5 million in the budget. And University of Vermont Medical Center originally said they were interested. They were talking about building this unit up in Burlington. But then that hospital was facing its own financial challenges. They dropped the project. The state put out another call, and Bennington stepped up and said that, you know, they would be interested in trying to do this in Bennington. I spoke to the chief medical officer at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center. His name is Trey Dobson. He said it's a big step for the hospital. They don't provide any psychiatric inpatient care there, and this is what he told me.
Certainly, SUMC has not had an inpatient psychiatric unit, so that is a big change. And it does sound like, you know, patients from the entire state will be coming here so they can be transported, cared for, and then returned to their communities.
You know, Southwestern Vermont Medical Center joined the Dartmouth-Hitchcock network recently, and so Dartmouth-Hitchcock says it will provide clinicians and psychiatrists and support as the new Bennington program gets up to speed.
And there was some opposition to this project, right? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, right. So remember, this all went through the Certificate of Need process, and the Brattleboro Retreat wanted to take part in those hearings. And during those hearings, you know, the retreat really put forth some really strong language about this. You know, Brattleboro is about an hour away from Bennington. The retreat, which has the only inpatient adolescent care unit right now, said, you know, it could stand to lose about $10 million a year because of the folks who would be seeking care over in Bennington. I spoke to Brattleboro Retreat CEO Steve Cummings, and he talked about the financial impact, but he also questioned some of the data. He said that the retreat was not full all the time. They are full sometimes, but they can flex a little bit. And he questioned, you know, investing this kind of money in a new inpatient center so close to Brattleboro. And this is what he said.
If Southwestern Vermont were to open those beds, we would see a fairly significant reduction in our adolescent census. And I think we have to work with the state and the other mental health providers to strike a balance of how much capacity can we afford to have available all the time, but not have so much that we're overspending, if you will, to have multiple beds open that never get used.
So remember, originally, University of Vermont Medical Center wanted to do this up in Burlington. And there's an argument for that. I mean, we're talking about teenagers receiving inpatient care. So this is going to be tough for families. If there's a kid in Newport or Burlington or wherever, and they have to be moved down to Bennington or Brattleboro, that's tough for the patients. It's tough for the families. So it's not really ideal to have both of these centers in the southern part of the state. I'll also say very quickly that the group Disability Rights Vermont also opposed the project. they thought that the money should be spent kind of providing services and support before the kids are in crisis. So they didn't think this was a good use of state money to build this unit that's serving 12 kids as opposed to spreading this money around and maybe supporting kids before they reach a crisis state.
Well, Howard, the overarching reality here is that Vermont's entire hospital system is really in pretty tough financial shape. This Bennington project comes after the University of Vermont Medical Center closed its inpatient psychiatry unit in Berlin, and Vermont is really struggling with how to serve youth in crisis, both in the criminal justice system and in a hospital setting. So how does the Bennington plan fit into all of that?
Yes, we've been hearing a lot about this, especially after the pandemic, just how kids in Vermont are doing. The Department of Health puts out an annual youth risk survey report. And, you know, there's tons of information in there. I'm not going to go through all the data, but the most recent report, you know, really found that many high school students are experiencing poor mental health, anxiety, sadness, and suicide. So the Department of Health says the number of teens who are waiting in emergency rooms for care is going up. And so they say these new beds are needed. I spoke with Vermont Mental Health Commissioner Emily Hawes, and, you know, she acknowledged that it's a really tough balancing act to build a system that serves everybody. She says even if one teenager is waiting, that's too much. But she said it's really hard to balance the whole system.
Folks always want to know the question, do we have the right beds or not, which is a valid question and also one of the most difficult ones to answer. And so I would say we want folks to have a choice. We want inpatient psychiatric care embedded with physical care and in the medical center. We also want facilities like the retreat to thrive.
You know, Hawes told me that the department can't control who applies for these funds. And when UVM bowed out and Bennington stepped up, the state decided to move forward, even though it means both of the state's psychiatric units for adolescents is in the southern part of the state.
So, Howard, what's next in Bennington now that the state regulators have approved the project?
Yes, so the hospital is going to have to apply for an Act 250 permit. The cost is going up. The state provided $9.5 million for construction. The cost estimate is now north of $2 million. So Southwestern Vermont Medical Center says it can cover those extra costs. And the state also gave $1 million to cover the cost of the first year of services. You know, they really want this to be successful and get off the ground. So depending on the Act 250 process, the hospital hopes to have this new unit up in about a year and a half.
That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thank you so much for this update.
All right, Mitch, thank you.